Apologies for raking over old ground. I've blogged about this before, but Glenn Little, we've got to look to get the best out of this guy. After watching Wrexham against Telford, I really think another quality cameo from Little. And we've really got to look to make the most of this particular asset. I think Billy Barr and Andy Morrell have generally shown a very good eye for the substitution since they've taken over at the Raiders course. But Little doesn't get used enough for my liking. I'm fascinated by it all. I mean, the impact he made against Telford was huge. A game was won when he came on. I've got to say that straight away. And that is a bit of a pattern. Often Little's brought on when the game is kind of pretty comfortable, almost like they don't quite trust to put him in to the thick of things. He came on later, Gateshead, for example, when it was ready 4-1. He changed the game completely, though, the whole dynamic of the game. It was one of those matches. I mean, I was very, very happy of Wrexham. We won 4-0 after all, and I was very pleased of how we went about it. But it was one of those games where we weren't fluent. We showed a winning mentality, and I think that was the key aspect of that match. We weren't fluent. Telford got amongst us in midfield and caused us problems. But we always felt like the side who would prevail because we're used to prevailing, because the team spirit's terrific and the current Wrexham side go on the pitch and they expect to get a good result. Little came on, though, at a time when we were struggling a little bit for fluency. We weren't getting quality balls up front. Danny Wright, of course, was out. Matthias Pogba had gone off. The ball wasn't really sticking up front, despite the admirable efforts of Jake Spaight. Little came on, and like I said, the whole dynamic of the game changed. Little give and goes, he was working, and everybody looked like they wanted to get involved in that. And all of a sudden, we were working it around, and the crowd were olleying and forgetting the fact that we'd had to huff and puff and frankly chase the ball for much of the second half. I appreciate that maybe he's not a player you can really use against an energetic midfield like Telford from the off, because they may well just out-muscle him. But with Lee Fowler surely gone, he offers a real possibility in terms of creativity. I find it interesting as well as he's used as one of the front three regularly. I understand that. It's insurance against the fact that probably his legs haven't quite got it in him to work up and down in midfield, and you know that's logical. He was an attacking player in his pomp. Part of me thinks that when he comes deeper, though, that's when he's really effective. When he starts working the ball around, like say bringing other players in, players suddenly start looking to play that way. I remember taking a training session years and years ago where I told the players, play like you're Dutch, play like you're Brazilian, just pretend that you're playing that style. And it worked well. People quite enjoy the challenge and the idea of passing and moving and playing in a particular, sometimes unexpected style. And the contrast, the moment Little came on the pitch and everybody wanted to link it with him, was really striking. We've got to find a way to use him. I'm really intrigued as to what that way is. He's useful, I think, when you're trying to chase the game. Remember when he came on at Southport, and I think indeed most obviously against Darlington, and he just started to unlock doors. I think he could be useful if we're under pressure as well. A game like today, maybe not under pressure as such for the result, but a game when it's not coming together and maybe we're one up and need to protect the lead. Admittedly, we've got that redoubtable defence which usually holds solid, but when Little comes on, we keep the ball better. I don't know, I just got a gut feeling that we could be getting more value for money out of a player of Little's quality. But I'm encouraged that I'm talking about that, whereas a couple of years ago I'd be talking about how if we had a player of quality, he'd stand out like a sore thumb.